Mikey talking that way?
Like.
What?
Like.
Yeah, I'm calling for Asafix.
I can help you with that. If the better assist, you can ask a few questions.
Yeah, go right ahead, Don.
Thank you. And are you a consumer or healthcare provider?
I am a consumer.
Okay, can I please have your name?
Yeah, Dwayne. Dwayne Ross.
Dwayne, how do we spell your last name, Dwayne?
Ross? It's R-O-S-S.
Gotcha, thank you. And just to let you know, you have reached a medical line. If you don't mind, can I please have an address?
Nah, man, I don't like to give that out.
Not a problem. How can we help you today?
Alright, well, your product is very misleading.
Okay.
I mean, I saw Asafix, well, I didn't see it, I heard it on TV, and I asked my doctor about it, and he said, well, I don't know what you need that for, right? You got me there?
Okay.
Alright, so, I got that. I got the Asafix. And, you know, I've been going to the bathroom just as much.
Okay. Now, did the doctor give it to you for GERD, or what was the doctor treating?
I told him I was pooping too much.
Okay. Okay, sir. Now, what I'm trying to understand is, you're saying that it's not working for you for what the doctor gave it to you, but was the doctor giving it to you for GERD, or did he say anything like that?
He said that he doesn't know why I need it, and I said because I'm pooping too much.
And he still gave it to you without knowing why you would need it?
Nah, dog, nah. See, that, you're just getting funny now. I'm trying to tell
you. I'm asking because the thing is, you know, if the doctor said that he doesn't know why you need it, why do you write the prescription is my question.
I stole it.
I'm sorry?
I stole it, dog.
So you're using it without a prescription?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I hope you understand that Asafix is a prescription-based product, so the doctor will need to evaluate you before giving you such a product.
Well, tell me, dog, what does it do exactly? Because I don't think it's working for what I need it for.
The product, Asafix, is created for what they call GERD.
Do you know what
GERD is?
It's like the sound I make?
It's acid reflux.
What?
Acid reflux is basically when the acids in your stomach are too much, like when you have too much production of acid, and you get the heartburn, you start burping a lot, and that kind of feeling. That's what it's created for.
I thought it was for pooping.
No, sir. That's not one of the indications of the product.
Well, what's called Asafix?
That's the name that they came up with for the product, sir. There's no actual reason as the composition of the name.
Dog, I think you're being racist now.
I'm sorry?
I think you're being racist now, dog.
Why are you saying that, sir?
Well, you're treating me like I'm a third-class citizen.
Sir, again, I'm just giving you information depending on the questions that you're asking. You ask me why is the name of the product that way, I tell you that was the name that... It was a business decision to give that name to the product.
Well, I mean, Dr. Martin Luther King saved us. Martin Luther the King saved my people. Now you try to reverse that.
I'm sorry, sir?
You try to reverse it, dog.
Sir, again, I'm just responding to your question, sir.
All right, dog, all right, whatever. You sound like that cop, you know, the one that got the Dr. Cambridge.
Okay. Is there any other questions regarding Asafix, sir? Again, you reach a medical line, and I need to see if I can help you with anything.
Okay. What would you recommend for pooping too much?
Again, sir, this is in regards to Asafix. For that, you have to talk to a doctor, and they need to give you the proper medication for what you have.
Well, let's just say I was to steal a prescription. What should I write on it?
Sir, no. I'm sorry, but that's not information that's even legal.
It's not?
No, sir, that is not legal to steal a prescription, and much less to steal medication.
Oh. Well, I mean, I did it for Percocets before, and I was pretty happy.
Okay. Again, sir, all I can do is recommend that you definitely either go to a local clinic or to your doctor.
dog, can I be honest with you? I'm too poor to afford a doctor.
That's why I said a local clinic, sir.
What?
If you can go to your hospital clinic, they have a bunch of programs that they can help you with.
Oh, so now you're inferring that I'm poor.
Unless this is in regards to ass effects, I cannot continue this conversation at this time.
All right, whatever, Klansman.
All right, sir.
I... Keep